Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es bei ihr, Perig Gimel, Mishnah Ches. Oimer Adam Lachaveri, a person can say to his friend who happens to sell wine or oil on Yom Tov, Malili Klizev, can you please fill up this keli for me? Yeah, that keli over there. Here, this keli over here. Can you fill it up with wine or oil? So he points to the keli, which happens to be a measuring cup of the moicher of the seller. And this keli is exactly measured to be a loig or a chatzi loig. Even though he says, fill up this keli, and obviously the buyer means to say that I mean to buy a loig of wine, but according to the Tanakhama, it's mutter. As the Mishnah concludes, because he doesn't mention, give me a loig of wine or a loig of oil, avaloi b'mida. He doesn't mention the measurement of this keli. He doesn't say, can you please fill up for me a loig of wine? Medida, measuring, would take us into the category of mekach u'memkar, of buying and selling, which can't be done on Yom Tov. Therefore, we want to at least officially avoid it. Rabbi Yehuda says, imay ekli shel mida, if this is a measuring cup that he's pointing to, lo yimalenu, you can't fill it up that way. Rabbi Yehuda is more machmir than the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda says, even though he doesn't mention the measure, but if it's an official measuring cup, so obviously it looks like mekach u'memkar. We need a keli over here that's not a measuring cup. Even though we happen to know that this cup contains a loig, you can fill up a loig into this cup, but it's something that I happen to know. It can't be an official measuring cup. Another eitzah could be that the meicher can fill up the various different measuring cups from before Yom Tov. And then the buyer comes in and says, I'll take that. But to say, fill up this cup and it's a measuring cup, Yehuda says, so you're avoiding the term measure. It's so clear that what you're really saying is, give me a loig of wine. It's still mekach u'memkar. And Rabbi Yehuda brings a raya to his sheet. What's the raya? Maisa, there was a story, Be'abashoel ben Batnes. He was a shopkeeper in Yerushalayim all of his days, and he would sell wine and oil. And Shayim Mimali Midaisav Me'erev Yamtiv. He had different measuring cups, and he would fill them up. Erev Yamtiv? Fill them up with wine? And he gave them to the buyers on Yom Tov. So you see, he had to fill them up from Erev Yom Tov. Because the buyer can't say on Yom Tov, oh, give me that cup full of wine. Because you know what he means. Abishol says, there's no raya from there. It's true that Abishol ben Batnes, that's someone else. It's true that the shopkeeper, Abishol ben Batnes, used to fill up his measuring cups from Erev Yom Tov, but for a totally different reason. Not because he didn't want the buyer to mention a measure on Yom Tov. V'haraya af b'moyed oisekein. He did so in Chol HaMoed as well. He would fill everything up the night before, and that's how he would sell it to the lekuchos, to the buyers, on the next day. Now surely there's no isser in mentioning measures on Chol HaMoed, so why did he do it the night before? Mipnei beirurei hamidos. Here's the problem. When you spill from a large container into a measuring cup, see now it is like with soda, there's like a foam that forms on top, or beer. Well, the same, to some extent, is true for wine. There's a foam that forms on top. And that, like, backs off. It like, melts down. So really, if someone says, I want this container full of wine, you fill it up to the top. When he comes home, he doesn't have it till the top, because the foam disappears. That's not wine. Now, in order to measure correctly, you have to wait for the foam to subside and then keep filling it and filling it, right? Let's say you want a full cup of soda. So you fill it halfway, it rises, you wait for it to come down, you fill it again. Now, during Chol HaMoed, when people didn't work, many used to come to Abishol and they would ask him shailas. You see, selling wine was a side occupation. His main occupation was Torah. But he couldn't spend as much time as was necessary to give an honest measure. Because it takes very long. You have to fill it, wait for it to go down, fill it, wait for it to go down. And because he didn't want to fill it as the customer came in, because maybe he wouldn't be giving him the full amount of wine, that's why he filled it the night before, for a totally different reason. So you tell me that he did it Erev Yom Tov, and you wanted to bring a raya from there to Rabbi Yehuda. You can't mention a measuring cup on Yom Tov, you can't say fill up this cup when you know it's a measuring cup. There's no raya from here. He did it on Erev Yom Tov, so he should have more time to learn Torah. V'harai, he did the same thing on Chol HaMoed. V'chachamim say, not only did he do so on Chol HaMoed, but af b'chol oisakein. Even during a regular weekday, he always filled them up the night before. At least he did so when it came to selling oil and honey. Mipnei mitzui hamidois. Mitzui hamidois? What's this? A customer would come with his keli, and the seller would pour from his keli into the customer's keli. But some liquids, like oil or honey, they tend to cling to the walls of the measuring cup because it's like thick. So if I point to, let's say, a loig of oil, and I say, can you please give me that? Oh, you want a loig? Sure. And he pours it into my cup. I may not be getting the full loig, because some of it remains in the cup that it's being poured from. So it really stays by the meicher. So Abishol had a policy. You want to buy oil? Bring your keli the night before. The night before, he would pour from his keli into the customer's keli, or the keli that the customer is going to take home. And did you ever see when you pour something thick, so you pour, when you finish, like you turn the whole thing over, and it still continues to drop for a while. That's the part that's like stuck to the walls of the keli that we're pouring from. So in order to make sure that the customer got the full amount, he would say, bring your keli again from the night before. He would pour it in and leave it turned over the entire night. This way he was sure that all of the shem and all of the dvash would come dripping in. So by the morning, there was nothing left in his keli, in the seller's keli. Wanted to make sure not to be oiver on gezela. So memela, there's no ayif, the story about Shaul Batnes, to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that you can't mention a measure on Yom Tov, because he always did it, not just on Yom Tov. Now, was he obligated to do so pi halacha? To pour it from the night before and make sure it drips in the entire night? And the answer is no. It's paskind in Shulchan Aruch, Chosh Mishpat, Reish Lamed Aleph, that the shopkeeper is not obligated to do this, and the understanding is that the customer is moichel. The little amount that remains is keli. However, tzaddikim were very, very careful when it came to honesty, and he was extra machmir on himself. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Until now we learned you shouldn't mention money, you shouldn't mention a certain measure, because that's mekach u'memker, that's buying and selling, which cannot be done on Yom Tov. But the Tana is going to teach us a kul over here. You could mention minyan. You could mention an amount. That's not considered mekach u'memker. And therefore, ha'ilach adam, a person can go to purchase pay rice or other food on Yom Tov, etzel chenveni by a shopkeeper, haragal etzlai, who's going to trust him because he has an ongoing relationship with him. He's always buying over there. He's a customer. The armalai, and it's mutter to say to the shopkeeper, Tenli bayim ve'agoizim b'minyan. Give me, please, 3 dozen eggs, and I'll take 50 knots over there, please. Even though he's mentioning an amount, that doesn't concern us. Shekein derech balabayis liyas mayna b'tech beisei. Because a private person counts this way in his own home. The father says, Moshele, go down to the basement, bring me up 6 apples. Is that mekach u'memker? Is that a transaction? Is that a business deal? Mentioning money or a certain measure, that sounds like you're buying or selling something. You don't say to your son, go down please to the basement, bring me up 1.5 pounds of apples. We don't talk that way. That's how you talk to a shopkeeper. You don't say, bring me a loig of wine. Can you please fill up this cup of wine? Right? Are you sitting by the table? Do you say, oh, can I please have 6 ounces of soda? Or do you say, can I please have a cup of soda? Memela, even if he does so with the shopkeeper that's willing to work with him, who trusts him that he'll work it out afterwards, it's not a problem. Doesn't look like. And it isn't mekach u'memker. So quickly chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah. According to the Tanakam, a person can say to his friend, please fill up this keli, even though everyone knows it's a measuring keli, and has a certain amount, as long as you don't mention the measure. Rabbi Yehuda says if it's an official measuring cup, no. That's as good as mentioning it. You can't do it. V'haraya, there was the great tzaddik Abishol ben Batnes, who also was a shopkeeper. He used to always fill up all of his measuring cups from Erev Yom Tov. He would sell a gallon of wine or a half a gallon. He filled these things up on Erev Yom Tov. And that's how he gave it to the buyers on Yom Tov. However, Abishol says there's no raya from what Abishol ben Batnas did, because he didn't only do so on Yom Tov, he did it on Chalamayit as well. Because it takes very long to pour when you want to make sure that the foam goes down and you keep pouring, like we explained. And many people came to ask him shailas on Chalamayit. He didn't want to waste extra time, so he did it the night before. And he wanted to make sure to pour very carefully and wait for the foam to subside and then fill it up again, so he doesn't cheat the customers. The Chachamim say he even did so during the week. He would fill it up the night before, so after he finished pouring it, he turned it completely upside down, so all night it would drop in to make sure everything comes off, that nothing clings to the walls of the keli that he's selling from. Even though we explained that al-pi halacha, he wasn't mechuyev to do that, but he was makpid. He didn't want to rely on the heter that the customer is meichel. And finally, the Mishnah told us, while you can't mention a measure or money, you could mention an amount. You can go to a shopkeeper that'll work with you, one that you have a relationship with, so he trusts you, and you can say, can I have 10 eggs, 5 nuts, 10 apricots, 5 pomegranates, 1 esrig? As long as you don't mention an amount or a measure, because that's how you talk in your house. Please bring me 6 apples. You're not conducting a transaction. You're just describing how much you want. And memela, this isn't considered derech mekach u'memkach.